This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. It is the 23rd day of March 2021. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allyn Root will be here at the top of the hour. I almost never do this, but I couldn't pass up this opportunity. We're going to start off tonight with an actual guest. First time I've gotten a chance to talk to him, but we're going to get into a subject that has completely baffled me. I have tried to learn about it. I have tried to jump into it. I've even tried to partake in it. But I am completely dumbfounded by this entire sort of area. So we're bringing on right now Brock Pierce, the 2020 candidate for president of the United States. Pierce is an entrepreneur, a humanitarian, and a cryptocurrency expert. Brock, first of all, thank you. Secondly, what party did you run under?
Well, thank you for having me. So in the presidential run, I ran as an independent on the independent party line in New York, but independent throughout the rest of the country. And conservatives and Republicans, you know, always like, oh, Brock, you're a Republican. Democrats and liberals are always like, Brock, you're a Democrat. Libertarians are like, my answer is always the same. I'm an American.
There you go. I like that. And I do like that answer. And listen, I appreciate you giving us some time today, because this issue of cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, it's got a lot of people completely flummoxed, including me. So let's just start with the basic idea of what it is, if you don't mind. Like, what is it?
Yeah, so Bitcoin is, I think, best thought of as an alternative store of value. It's a scarce digital resource. There will never be more than 21 million Bitcoin, so it's deflationary by nature, hence why the price continually goes up. Well, government-issued or fiat money is, by design, inflationary and constantly being diluted now more than ever before. 26% of all dollars created, of all dollars in existence were created last year. Another 1.9 trillion being created now. Talk of another 3 trillion to follow. You know, these are frightening figures. We're not seeing inflation yet in consumer packaged goods, but we are seeing it in the stock market. We are seeing it in real estate in certain cities and parts of the country. And so this is a scarce resource that people are flocking to as they're looking for alternative stores of value. No one runs, no one owns or controls Bitcoin. It is a distributed system that is resilient and run effectively by the internet and those people that choose to support it. And it's been an extraordinary sort of asset that people were skeptical of first in the beginning, laughed at following that, and now it's really getting traction. 10 years ago, Bitcoin broke the dollar for the first time. It's at $55,000 today. It was at $4,000 just a year ago. And so we've seen incredible appreciation. And the way things are looking, it's going to continue to go onward and upward. It's a volatile asset. It's not for the faint of heart. I don't encourage anyone to invest in this or anything else for that matter. But what I do encourage you to do is to invest in yourself, in your own knowing. If you haven't done it, the best most effective way to learn is to go out and buy $20 worth, something you can afford to lose, because what you're doing is you're investing in your own knowing so that you can make informed decisions for yourself in the future. And if you're asking yourself if you're too late, it's still just the beginning of the second inning for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency.
All right, so super early, and people should get in on it. But when you say Bitcoin, you're only mentioning, that's only really referencing one coin. There are many coins, right?
Yeah, thousands of them, but I recommend people start with the first thing, the safest of them. You know, it's like large cap equities or stocks versus pink sheets. I definitely encourage you to start at the beginning in your knowing. From there, you can learn about things like Ethereum and EOS and Cardano and the
right.
And the many other innovations in the space. But it's definitely safest to start with Bitcoin.
Okay, so when I was trying to figure out what it all was, and, you know, you just gave a great explanation, but still, if I dive into, let's say, one of these Bitcoins to try to learn more about it, let's say, for example, I look at Orchid, right? So I'm bringing up Orchid on my phone to try to wait, what is it? Like, if I buy X amount of Orchid, what am I getting? And the definition of it or the explanation of Orchid is confusing. Just allow me a second. It says Orchid is a Ethereum token that powers the Orchid network, a peer-to-peer privacy tool that includes a decentralized VPN and other features designed to give users more control over the internet connection. OXT can be used to pay for bandwidth or staked by bandwidth providers in order to operate a node. I'm sorry. I don't understand that. Right?
Yeah, so the best way to think about this is, you know, there's value creation and there's value capture. And so when the internet was being developed and the protocols that make the internet possible, HTTP, you know, kind of being the system of our browser, SMTP, which powers our email. So all of these protocols were created that enabled the internet, but no value was created by these protocols. So what's happening now is we're thinking through the next generation of protocols that will power the new internet, the next internet. But instead of the protocol itself creating no value, you're effectively buying shares or ownership in the network itself, in the protocol that powers all of this technology. And so the people that are actually creating the underpinnings of the internet or this new internet, you now have the ability to effectively have ownership in that thing. And so what you're buying in the case of Orchid is the gas or the token that powers this new VPN. Bitcoin is like digital gold. Ethereum is the gas that powers, call it this, this decentralized internet. Orchid is a protocol that's attempting to change the way that we connect on the internet. And to access that, you effectively use those Orchid tokens as the fuel to access that network. This is a very big change. It's different. But imagine back in the 90s.
Right.
If someone started telling you about this internet thing and why it matters and you'll be able to buy stuff on the internet and send messages and access all of the world's information, if you hadn't yet been online because it was so different than anything that we've had in the past, It was difficult to understand, but the best way to understand it was to ultimately use it to send your first message, to browse the web, to buy something on the internet. And so we're living through another one of those major transformational moments, and the best way to learn is to actually try and use it.
I kind of equate it to the idea, somebody explained this to me, and I thought it was really brilliant, which is, you know, I take out a $20 bill out of my pocket, and I go to pay for something, and somebody just accepts it, and it's a done deal. Nobody really knows. There's no backing of that. There's no gold back anymore. We've got off of that, so that's not even real. So it's just the assumption that this $20 is buying me $20 worth of stuff. Kind of the same idea with this, isn't it?
Yeah, so let's take a step back, because I think you make a very good point. You know, what is money? What is value? Where does value come from? We just accept that it's there, but where, you know, and why? And so value is created by consensus. It's because two or more people agree that it does. If you're the only person in the world that believes something has value, it does sentimentally to you, but not to anybody else. So consensus is where value is derived from, because two or more people agree that it has value. So when you think about it from that perspective, value comes from belief, a shared belief system. It has value because we agree that it has value. And in the past, we were just told that it does. Now we, the people, have the ability to choose what we believe has value as we become conscious of this fact. And do we want to continue to create or ascribe value to things? And that's what we need to be asking ourselves. Every time we transact, every time we do business, we are giving power or value to something. Now we have the ability to choose what do we want to have value? And this is an incredibly powerful thing for humanity, a powerful thing for us as Americans. We now have the ability to choose what we believe in and what we want to give value to.
It's an absolutely fascinating conversation. Brock Pierce is our guest, entrepreneur, humanitarian, ran for president, our cryptocurrency expert. So there's 21 million bitcoins out there, right?
All there will ever be.
And explain to me what it meant in the beginning when people mined for that. What was that about?
So imagine if you were American Express or MasterCard. You buy all these servers and you have all of this infrastructure and these terminals all over the world that allow us as consumers to use that payment system. Imagine if American Express said, we don't want to run any servers anymore, but we're going to allow American Express customers to run the servers. And if you run the American Express servers, we will let you take a percentage of the transaction fee. Effectively, that is how Bitcoin is powered. The network runs. We as Bitcoin users run those terminals or those nodes, and then the network incentivizes us and pays us for operating it through what we call mining. And so the network is releasing the tokens or the Bitcoin to those people that choose to run the servers that power the network in an open source distributed model, which the credit card companies could do. They could say, yeah, we're done running the servers. We're going to let our customers do it. And the customers then earn a percentage of those fees. That's effectively how the Bitcoin network is powered. And we do that through what we call mining.
So Brock Pierce is our guest. Brock, I hope you don't mind, but please stick around with me one more segment. We've only begun to scratch the surface of this Bitcoin. So let me take a quick break. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about the explosion of Bitcoin and what it means. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
Our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
This is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoof. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My very special guest, Brock Pierce, entrepreneur and cryptocurrency expert. And we are just literally scratching the surface of what this is all about. But I have so many questions. Allow me to continue.
So I'm a natural-born cynic, pessimist. But I look at this, and as you had mentioned, you could have bought Bitcoin for a buck. And now it's selling for $55,000 a coin. Some people are multiple billionaires because of this, correct?
Yeah, there's almost 1,000 billionaires. New billionaires that have made their money in cryptocurrency. We are living through the greatest wealth transfer in the history of the world, and that's billionaires. It's countless millionaires, wealth changing hands. Historically, the elite or the wealthiest people in the world were entitled to what they had because they feel they worked so hard or their families did. A lot of these new millionaires that have come out of cryptocurrency are grateful for what they have, and they believe that it came easy, and they're so willing to do things to support philanthropy and to support change in the world. I am so happy to see an entirely, you know, new breed of wealthy people around the world that are willing to share what they have to try and make the world a better place at a time where humanity in this country desperately needs it.
Does this ever become the main source of currency? Can you see that far in the future and have that be the case?
Well, there's no question that this technology is going to be enabling the new currencies of the future, whether they be dollars issued by our government. One of the companies that I founded, one of the projects that I co-founded, was called Tether. I wanted to see if the U.S. dollar could utilize the same technology as Bitcoin and the technology we refer to as the blockchain. And that experiment has clearly worked. Over $100 billion a day in these digital dollars we created are being transacted. Over $40 trillion a year. Over 70 governments in the world are now looking and piloting using this technology to enhance their currencies at a central banking perspective. The Chinese government is years ahead. They created the Chinese digital yuan. And so there's no question that technology has an important role in the future of currency, whether it be government issue or alternative stores of value like Bitcoin, which is best thought of as digital gold.
Bitcoin has a finite amount. How do these other coins work?
They're all different experiments, many of which will fail, and they're playing around with different economic theories, whether they be deflationary, inflationary, and every one of these is a different experiment trying to solve a different problem or to continue to improve upon the projects that came before them. And so there's a massive amount of experimentation underway. It's unsure what projects will survive and which ones will go on to make a massive difference in the world. It's kind of like the internet in 1998 and 1999. Many of those early internet businesses failed, but right. You know, through that process, we did get eBay, we did get Amazon, we did get a bunch of things that did go on to ultimately make a huge difference in the world. Some of it positive, some of it maybe not so much. But we're living through a very similar thing here, and many of these projects will fail. You should not be playing around with money you can't afford to lose. But I definitely encourage you to be part of the future. The future is going to happen to you, or it's going to happen with you. And I hope to see many Americans participating in this innovation and being the beneficiaries.
One of the biggest concerns for the people of this country, maybe around the world, is that they're going to wake up tomorrow and this will be gone. Like, you know, this is all a big charade, and the computer geniuses and the geeks, if you will, made this all happen, got rich, and that's it. Pulled the plug, and there's nothing left.
Well, I think the likelihood of that happening is extremely low, and it will happen with some projects. As I said, many of these projects will not succeed, many of which will fail. But BNY Mellon, the oldest bank in the United States, the largest custodial bank in the world, is adding cryptocurrency custody to the bank. PayPal has integrated payments, MasterCards, that they're going to integrate it into their global payment network. Morgan Stanley just announced last week that they are allowing their clients of their wealth management division to buy Bitcoin. You now have multiple public stocks. These major brands, these huge financial institutions, do not attach their brand to something like Bitcoin lightly. And the fact that these major financial institutions and brands have gotten behind this, I think, makes it pretty clear that Bitcoin and other projects like it are here to stay.
And Bitcoin at $55,046 as we speak, it came down a little bit here in the last couple of days or couple of hours. This is like an hourly up and down, right? It's even moving in the middle of the night, right?
Yeah, this Bitcoin never sleeps. It runs 24 hours a day, 365 right. days a year, which is, it makes sense. You know, the idea that markets are only open from 9 to 5 on weekdays, I mean, it gives us a break, but it isn't exactly how the world works. The world is always functioning.
Sure.
The financial system is always on, and the idea that it runs 24/7, I think, is in line with the future. It's a global market, always on, and I think that that is what the future has in store for all of us.
Brock Pierce is his name. I can't thank you enough. Is there a website you want folks to go to, learn more about you?
Yeah, you can visit my website, which is brockpierce.com, or if you're interested in my political views and the things that I'm doing in politics, you can go to brock.vote. You can find me on social media at Brock Pierce, and I'm on Twitter and Instagram and most of the channels, and I look forward to connecting with all of you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I got to run. We'll come right back. You're listening.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are speaking out following two mass shootings in the United States this past week. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is saying the Senate won't hide and will put gun violence bills up for votes. However, Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell says
there have been deep-seated philosophical differences between Republicans and Democrats about how to deal with gun violence.
The Kentucky Republican adding it's hard to determine who will provoke gun violence. Two new treatments for COVID-19 are in the works. Pfizer says early-stage clinical trial testing is underway for its experimental oral antiviral drug. Meanwhile, Regeneron Pharmaceutical is announcing the results of a clinical study show its coronavirus treatment sharply reduces the risk of hospitalization and death. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I'm laughing because, you know, Stephen Bucci, 30-plus years of military. And streaming and all of that crap that I'm confused about. I consider myself a pretty smart cat, and I can navigate a computer. But when it comes to all these platforms and devices, I'm clueless. I'm lost. I spent the majority of my Sunday fighting with my carrier. How about you? Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, it does all the time. I'm like you. I'm fairly digitally competent. I'm not a geek by any means, but I can usually figure stuff out. You know, I can do Zoom without looking stupid like the old guy that I should be. But when it comes to the TV, I can't tell you how often I have to call my son in Colorado Springs and say, Philip, what the heck do I do now? You know, which button do I push next? Like, God, why do I become brainless when it happens to be the TV?
I don't know. I spent half the day on Sunday throwing all seven words you can't say on television trying to figure this out. I thought I had a smart TV. Like everybody else tells me stories of, oh, no, it's great. I just push this button and I'm watching X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I got the same TV you got. It doesn't work for me. Sorry. I don't know. All right. Well, listen, this week is all about immigration. This chaos at the border, Stephen. Absolute 100% anarchy.
It really is. It's interesting that, I saw a tweet this morning from President Biden, and it was a picture of he and Vice President Harris. Apparently, I think they're riding in an airplane with their masks on, and it says, you know, President Joe Biden, and all it said was mask up. And I'm sitting there thinking, you know, at this point, everybody who's going to wear a mask is probably doing that already. The people who have said, you know what, the heck with it, I'm not going to wear a mask, are probably not. But with immigration going on, cities in flames out west, all this other stuff, that's what President Biden is spending his time on. But he doesn't say diddly about the immigration thing, which, you know, Jen Psaki aside, is not just a crisis. It's a disaster.
Yep.
There are orders of magnitude more people coming across the border than when President Obama's administration called it a crisis. But the Biden administration is saying, well, yeah, it's a problem. We're working it. But, you know, CBP's handling it. It's not that big a problem. I'll tell you what. I bet you if you went down there and interviewed all those CBP folks, the Border Patrol agents, they would have a different opinion.
Well, that's a good point because you can't do that. You can't. They locked out the media, which is this is unprecedented. This is not a national. Well, it's a national security event because we're under siege. But it's not as though they're protecting secrets and not letting the media in. He's not letting the media down there on the border. I've never heard anything like this before.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous. Within the United States, our press can't go anywhere and look around. If President Trump had locked things down this way from the press, could you imagine the baying of the hounds that would have been going on?
Right.
But here's, oh, no, we can't. It's too critical. You don't need, nothing to see here. Move along.
Right.
That's just such poor leadership. And, you know, people could say, well, Joe didn't really make that decision himself. Well, he's the president. It's his people that he's appointed that are making these decisions, and it's wrong. And it's clearly designed to obfuscate the problem and hide it from us. And that's just wrong.
Now, he may not have made the big decision, but he certainly could go a long way to stopping what's going on right now. Because what they've got happening at the border is it's a humanitarian crisis now, and it's created by this administration. I saw where they're spending $4,000 to $6,000 for the smugglers to get the kids or anybody to the border. 30% of the younger kids are getting molested and sexually abused on the way. There apparently are bodies, like fields with bodies on the other side, in the Mexico side, where folks who can't pay or don't pay get shot and killed by the cartels. And I also read, Stephen, where the cartels last month, and they projected this month, are making $500 million on what's going on. When you include the smuggling money and then the fact that they're using these people that they're sending across the border to divert the attention so they send drugs and traffic other things in a different area.
Yeah, and anybody who's worked anything on the border, and I have, I've you know, operated on that border from back when I was a battalion commander in 1996 to 1998, where we used to send our Green Berets down there to train, in cooperation with the Border Patrol, we would do training missions, we would do surveillance on the border, we would do nighttime patrols. We didn't arrest anybody, but we, you know, if we saw somebody, we'd then vector the law enforcement folks in. So it was good training for us because the Southwest of the United States looks just like Afghanistan or other places in the Middle East. And it augmented these grossly overworked law enforcement folks. And then I worked it as a deputy assistant secretary. You know, I've done this stuff. It's always tough down there, even under the best of conditions, because people want to come into our country, number one, the ones without malintent. People want to get stuff into this country, you know, the smugglers, the drug dealers, the gun dealers, all this stuff, and in some cases the terrorists. And now President Biden, you know, and the left are so clueless. Oh, we've got to be humanitarian. We have to be nice to all these people. You know, who are we to stop people who want to come to America? It's their right to come here. No, it's not their right. And by having this la-la land viewpoint, they've opened the floodgates to crime, to disease, to abuse of the people who are trying to come. Not to mention, when these people come in, I saw a thing this morning where the mayor of one of the small towns in Arizona was complaining because the Border Patrol folks just came up, dropped a bunch of people in the town, and said, we're really sorry. We had to move them out of our things. They're your problem now. You know, how do you do that to a small town mayor? They don't have any ability to take care of this stuff. Right. The feds aren't giving them extra money to take care of these illegal immigrants. But that's what the Biden policies have left us with.
$86 million, Stephen, being set aside for illegal immigrants and their families to stay at hotels down around the southern border. That's at taxpayer expense. This idea of placing all the burden on the backs of the middle class, who essentially will bear this burden, is just unconscionable. Couldn't we get common sense sort of to reign supreme in Washington? I think everybody realizes this is a colossal mistake. And a simple solution would be to reinforce border security, make it more difficult to get in here illegally, but maybe quadruple the number of judges and expedite the mechanism for folks who want to legally get here. It makes sense, and it's a win-win for everybody.
You know, Lee, I don't know. The Republicans, you know, have been calling for immigration reform. Because everybody agrees our immigration system is inefficient, slow, cumbersome, doesn't really reward the people who are following the rules, you know, or to put it in a word, it's broken. But the problem is the left, when they say immigration reform, what they mean is trash canning the whole system and basically making it open borders and amnesty. And, you know, there's a huge gap between those two positions. So what you're saying makes perfect sense. A lot of it is what the Trump administration was doing. You stop people from just flooding across the border, but you put more judges down there. You do your best to get through the backlog of asylum claims by keeping them in Mexico and then dealing with them as fast as you can. But at the same time, we do need to have immigration reform in the way the whole system works, so that people who follow the rules are actually rewarded. And it makes it worthwhile for people not to cheat and not to break the law, but the Dems won't let that happen. President Trump tried it. Remember, President Trump even offered to cut a deal with the Dems to give all of the Dreamers a path to citizenship, but the cost to the Dems was going to be to stop all this nonsense about wanting amnesty for the entire 11 million, which is the lowest possible estimate of how many general illegals there are in the country. They wouldn't do it. So he offered them one of the biggest opportunities to have some bipartisan immigration reform, and they rejected it because they want the whole pie. They don't want to make any sort of concession at all. So instead, you know, they had a system they didn't like under Trump, and now that they've got control, they've come up with a non-system that, if within a couple of months, has turned into an unmitigated catastrophe.
That is a perfect word to end this segment. Stephen, I thank you. Catastrophe is what we have on the southern border. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, always a pleasure to sit down and chat with you right here on the Great USA Radio Network. A quick break. We'll come right back. Stick around.
For Liberty Health Share. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty Health Share offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty Health Share 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off, freedomhealthalliance.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All righty then, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host, Wayne Allen Root, will be here in just a mere matter of minutes right after the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie, and I can just humbly say thank you very much for hanging out with me for this first hour, Tuesdays and Thursdays. I do get a chance to hang out with you here on the great USA Radio Network. You can find me on Facebook. You can find my email, leelcradio@gmail.com. If you type in my name, I do a daily podcast. It's on Spotify and Anchor and some others as well. I'm trying to get up to speed on that stuff, but a lot of times it's a little confusing for yours truly. I don't know why, but I just haven't mastered that yet, but I'm working on it. I've also got an Instagram page if you want to follow that as well. The one and only Donald Trump plans to start his own social network. So, what will that be like? I would hope it would be a free exchange of ideas. I would hope that it would be something similar to what Facebook was at one time without the nonsensical chatter. But hopefully, you know, Donald Trump can get this thing up and off the ground. It'd be nice to get a second outlet. Right? I mean, and not have to worry about being censored and shut down. I'm always worried that, you know, tomorrow may never come for me, and my Facebook account will be closed, or my Twitter account will be closed. And I don't like having to go to them. I know there are other options, but most of the people are on those outlets. So if you want to reach the most eyeballs or ears, you've got to go on those sites. So we'll follow that closely, see what kind of a platform that Donald Trump intends to start. Scientific news. Apparently, scientists discover Antarctic marine life that has been trapped under ice for over half a century. Apparently, it's one of the biggest discoveries ever, and it reaffirms some of the thoughts that they had and changes a few of the other ones, but it's a massive iceberg, and inside that massive iceberg was a giant fossil of sorts. So that's kind of neat, right? To be able to find that stuff. You wonder what is really down at the bottom of the ocean. Now, we're traveling to Mars, and that's spectacular. We've been to the moon, and that's phenomenal. but they say that there's so much uncharted, undiscovered area under our oceans, it's really mind-blowing, but we can't get down there. We don't have the technology. So you can imagine what could possibly be not only frozen maybe down there, but alive. We don't know. I have no idea. That kind of stuff is always intriguing to me. Well, Monopoly is getting, quote-unquote, a refresh from Hasbro. They're updating all 16 community chess cards for the first time in 85 years. Why? Well, they want to be woke. Yeah, that's it. Beauty contests, gone. Holiday funds, gone. Life insurance, gone. Let us not offend anyone. No, 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 no. So now the community chess cards will have things like, well, helping build a new playground for kids. Or maybe you're blasting your music too loud at night. Go directly to jail. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I think they're taking go directly to jail out. Because God forbid anyone actually does a time for a crime that they've committed. That is taboo. Here's an interesting once-over for folks who love to eat fruits and vegetables. Now, if you're one of those, raise your hand. But now if you're driving, pay attention. I don't want you to crash. If you love your fruits and vegetables, here are the 10 most pesticided. All right, let me rephrase that. Here are the fruits and vegetables most covered with pesticide. Number 10, bell peppers and hot peppers. So I guess what I'm trying to tell you is when you bring these home, thoroughly wash them, like over and over and over again, because they're probably still covered in pesticides. And two of these things on here I eat a lot of, and now I have to pay very close attention to that. So bell peppers, 10, 9 pears, 8 peaches, cherry, 7, grapes, 6. I eat a lot of apples, number 5, covered in pesticides. Nectarines, kale, spinach, number 2, and for the 6th year in a row, strawberries are the fruit that's most covered in pesticides. A guy in Georgia quit his job back in November, and his boss was so ticked off at him that instead of having him pick up his final paycheck, the guy delivered 500 pounds of pennies covered in oil to the guy's driveway as his last payment. I got a feeling there's a lawsuit there. Kind of got a feeling there's a lawsuit there, I would think. But it's $915 in oiled up pennies. All right, since we're right in the middle of the NCAA tournament, there are 76 college sports teams that have the nickname Eagles. Tigers come in second, and Bulldogs are third. Iceland has an official list of legal baby names, 1,853 female names, 1,712 male names. If the name you want is not on the list, you must get special permission from the government to name your child something else. Sometimes we really take for granted the freedoms in this country. We're talking about, that's Iceland. That's not even a third world Nazi nation. And they won't let you name your kids what you want. That's why we're lucky. We don't understand how lucky we are in this country. We really are. Well, I'm lucky to be able to hang out with you, but my time is up. Wayne Allen Root is next. I'll see you guys on Thursday. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.